This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Political parties submitting proportional representation candidate lists today and tomorrow for House of Representatives election. Communication Minister Jagdish Goyal says election environment has been created after all-side meeting. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Kathmandu Mayor Balendra Sahar reached political agreement ahead of elections. Government enforces new procedure for agricultural development and commercialization. And Myanmar votes as military holds first election since 2021 coup. Now the news in detail. Political parties contesting the March 5th House of Representatives election are submitting their proportional representation candidate list today and tomorrow. The Election Commission has completed preparations for the submission of closed list under the proportional election system. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the submitted list will be verified from the 4th of January. Following verification, parties will be asked to reconcile their list, if needed, between the 5th and 11th of January. The Commission will publish the final list on the 3rd of February. A total of 100 political parties have registered for the proportional representatives election. Only registered parties are allowed to submit their candidate lists during this period. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Goyal had said an environment for the House of Representatives election has been created following all-side meeting with political parties and Gen Z representatives. Inaugurating an interaction program organized by the Ministry of Communication and the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Gandaki Province in Pokhara today, Minister Goyal said the election has been ensured due to the government's commitment, the election commission's preparations and the readiness of political parties. He urged all sides to support the government in holding the election on the announced date and called on the media to disseminate impartial, credible and fact-based news. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Kathmandu Mayor Balendra Saha have reached a 7-point agreement ahead of the House of Representatives elections. The agreement signed by Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane and Mayor Saha includes ownership of the youth-led movement against corruption, addressing the demands of injured and martyred families, and involving youth in the party's organizational structure. It was agreed that Ravi Lamisane will remain central party president, while Mayor Saha will be the party's prime ministerial candidate and parliamentary party leader if elected. The party's name, symbol and Kathmandu office will remain unchanged, and the updated party structure will be registered with the Election Commission. The agreement also calls on other alternative political forces to join the party. A total of 18.9 million voters are eligible to elect members of the House of Representatives in the general election scheduled for the 5th of March. According to the Election Commission, the final voter list includes 9,663,000 men, 9,240,000 women and 200 others. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the list has been published on the Commission's website. The Commission had set up 23,112 polling booths across 10,967 polling stations. The government has enforced the Program Implementation Procedures 2025 to support the development, expansion and commercialization of the agriculture sector. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, the procedure focuses on promoting honey, bee products, and mushroom farming, helping farmers and entrepreneurs across local, national and international markets. The process also encourages the exchange of modern technology technology and information related to beekeeping and mushroom farming and cooperation among stakeholders. A national honey fair and festival will be organized as part of the program. In addition, the procedure includes a crop development and agricultural biodiversity conservation program with grants for farmers, cooperatives, and community seed banks. The ministry said the procedure has been in effect since mid-December. Movement has resumed at the Rashtrapati border crossing linking Nepal and China, which had been closed for 6 months. Movement at the border crossing was disrupted after floods in the Lingde stream washed away the Friendship Bridge during the monsoon, halting trade. Nepali truck drivers began heading towards Kering from 7 a.m. today. Rashtra Chief District Officer Rajesh Panthi said a Bailey Bridge has been constructed over the Lingde River, and the Chinese side has informed that the border will officially reopen from the 1st of January. Police Inspector Vikram Kumar said Nepali drivers and business representatives have already left for Kering to manage freight containers, cars that have been stranded since July. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Polls have opened in Myanmar's first general election since the military toppled Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government in a 2021 coup. According to Al Jazeera, Sunday's voting is taking place in about a third of the country's 330 townships, while 65 townships have seen voting cancelled due to ongoing conflict. Two further rounds of voting are scheduled for the 11th and 25th of January. The election has drawn criticism from the United Nations, Western countries, and human rights groups, who say it is neither free nor fair, with major anti-military parties barred from participating. Leader Aung San Suu Kyi remains in detention, and her National League for Democracy Party has been dissolved. The military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party is widely expected to emerge as the largest party in the new parliament. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday at Mar-a-Lago to discuss ways to end nearly 4 years of war with Russia. According to the BBC, the talks will focus on a revised U.S. brokered peace plan and proposals for U.S. security guarantees. The meeting comes after a 10-hour Russian missile and drone attack on Kyiv over the weekend, which killed 2 people and injured 32. Zelensky said the bombardment shows that Moscow doesn't want peace. Key issues on the agenda include security guarantees, territorial concessions, and control of eastern Ukraine's Donbas region. Zelensky has suggested the creation of a free economic zone in Donbas as a potential compromise. Moscow currently controls around 75% of Donetsk and nearly all of Luhansk. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Ukraine is in no hurry to resolve this conflict peacefully and warned that Russia will achieve its objectives militarily if Kyiv does not negotiate. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Mist and fog will prevail at most places over the Terai region. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gondki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political parties submitting proportional representation candidate lists today and tomorrow for House of Representatives election. Communication Minister Jagdish Goyal says election environment has been created after all-side meeting. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Kathmandu Mayor Balindra Shah reached political agreement ahead of elections. Government enforces new procedure for agricultural development and commercialization. And Myanmar votes as military holds first election since 2020. 2021 coup. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.